Children who were smacked growing up are apparently more likely to become abusive in their relationships later in life. Well, that's according to a new study. There's a study every day. But a report from the University of Texas reckons that 68% of people were smacked as a child, and of those, 1 in 5 or 20% admitted to being violent in their past adult relationships. Well, some argue this adds to the theory that physically punishing children may have dangerous consequences as the kids get older. I'm not sure if that's a rule, but the occasional smack, I suppose the question is, does it really turn children into later abusers? Well, Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, a child psychologist, a friend of the program, of course, joins me on the line now. Michael, thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
I suppose first, Michael, we've got to define, don't we, what a smack is?
Well, precisely, and we also have to define how often. Because I have freely admitted to many of your colleagues that I have given my sons a tap on the bum, and to my trained eye, they're not delinquents, they're not psychopaths, and they're not violent in their own lives. So I think we've got to be very careful about defining our terms, and also to recognise that you're quite right. There's a new study on this virtually every month.
There is. I mean, and the numbers are this. 68% of people said they were smacked as a child, yet only 1 in 5 of those later admitted to being violent when they grew up to be an adult in a past adult relationship. Clearly, there's not a necessary cause and effect between being smacked and turning out to be a violent wife abuser or something like that.
And this is why I love talking to you, because you've picked up the nuance. It's an association, not causality. And of course, what we have to figure out is, if you have a kid who is hit over the head and brutalized almost every single day of its life, then of course when it grows up, it's going to be more violent. It's the same with puppy dogs. You cannot be surprised by that. But that is quite different to the occasional tap on the bum. Now, I have to say as a psychologist that what the research does tell us is smacking is not an effective form of behaviour change. The two most effective ways of changing children's behaviour, according to the literature, is to praise them when they actually are doing the right thing, not over the top, but just say, you know, good on you. And the second thing is, if they, when they're young, get a timeout done properly, and that's the key, you can actually get massive behaviour change.
So is that the old send them to their room trick?
1 minute for every age, every year that they've reached. So if they're 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and no stimulation, no communication at that time, you can very quickly get the message through to the kid that every time I make this choice to be a pain in the neck, mum's just going to do this, so I might as well do something else.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being sent to the room as a kid, often, you know, go and eat your dinner in your room, and my old trick was to shove the dinner into the shoes. And so I don't know who won out of that. I was hungry, but my parents certainly had a strange smell 3 days later. But on just broadly, Michael, before you go, the issue of smacking, of course, it does always raise debates. I was smacked as a child. You know, you said you've smacked your children as in times gone by. I don't think it's done me any harm. But some argue it does cause long-term psychological problems. I mean, is it a case of horses for courses?
Well, there is no doubt. They've done a longitudinal study, a meta-analysis of a lot of good pieces of research. And children who are routinely whacked in a way that you and I would probably not call smacking, but really quite brutalised, there are short, medium and long-term harms. There is no doubt about that.
All right. Michael, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Michael Carr-Gregg, their child psychologist. Well, what do you make of the whole smacking debate? It's one of those perennial ones, isn't it? But you might have a different perspective on it. 131873. My point of view is this. I think, you know, I was smacked occasionally when I was naughty. My brother was. You know, most people, I think, have been. And I suppose it taught us a lesson. A lesson in a way that a bit of a finger wag or off to your room wouldn't do. And I don't think I've been psychologically harmed. But look, the push around the world from the governments or whatever is to ban this thing. Does that take away a tool of punishment and discipline from parents that is needed?